this week on our journey to the cross is going all in. In the world of card playing, in poker, if you go all in, you may lose everything. Or if the cards fall just right, you could win it all. That's the risk you take. There are some things in life, though, that you really just can't be successful with if you don't go all in. It's not really up to chance. It's the truth. Sometimes we have to go all in because the risk is worth the reward. Jesus seems to have something to say about this going all in and how it might apply to the Christian life. Our scripture today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven and said, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. Both our scripture this week and our scripture from last week have said something about Jesus being lifted up. "The Son of Man must be lifted up," Jesus says. There's sort of a double meaning here. The Gospel of John is always complicated like that. This phrase means that Jesus will be lifted up, as in exalted. He's made to be great and worthy to be praised. But it also means that Jesus will have to be lifted up, as in lifted up on the cross. There's no way around it. This is what was going to have to happen. He'd have to be lifted up and die on the cross. But the end result, as we know it, is that it's when he is lifted up on the cross. That's the very way that he shows the world that he is truly worthy of being exalted, high, and lifted up. In the scripture today, Jesus says that unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it will bear much fruit. Jesus was talking about his death, that he was going to have to die, but that life would then come from his death. The life that comes from that fallen grain is a reminder of what follows his death. He dies so that he and all who follow him may live. Jesus also says, those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus, again, was talking about himself, that he would have to lose his life in this world. But in both of these, he was talking about us, too. Really, whenever we learn something new about Jesus, we should also be learning something about ourselves, too, as followers of Jesus. Who Jesus is, what he does, should influence the direction of our own lives. This saying of Jesus, or something very close to it, appears in all four of the Gospels. I kind of prefer the wording in the other Gospels. Instead of hating life, as it says in the Gospel of John, the other Gospels say that we have to lose our lives. It's not any easier. I think the Gospel of John is likely trying to say about the same thing, though, as the other Gospels. If we try to choose our own direction or choose our own lives throughout this life, we're going to lose life. We're definitely going to lose the things that we may gain through a life in Christ. The Message translation of this particular verse says, "Anyone who holds on to life just as it is destroys that life. But if you let it go, reckless in your love, you'll have it forever, real and eternal." Theologian John Calvin interprets this passage saying that life can be loved, life should be loved, but there is a limit. When the time comes for us to let things go in life and, in essence, die to our former selves, he says that we need to carry life in our hands, offering it to God as a sacrifice. In living the Christian life, we continually have the difficult task of dying to our former selves, choosing Jesus's way instead of our own. Years ago, when the Betty Crocker Company first began selling their cake mixes, they offered a product which only needed water. All you had to do was add water to the mix provided in the box, and you would get a perfect and delicious cake every time. Surprisingly, though, it actually bombed. No one bought it, and the company didn't know why. So they did a study which brought back a surprising answer. It seemed that people actually weren't buying the cake mix because it was too easy. People didn't want to be totally removed from the process and the preparation of making a cake. They wanted to feel like they were contributing at least something to it. So Betty Crocker changed the recipe a little bit and required that customers add eggs to the mix in the box in addition to water, and that's been a huge success. Though I'm not sure that adding eggs is a whole lot more work for us, just enough, I guess. Unfortunately, many people make the same mistake when it comes to the Christian life. We try to make being a Christian as easy as possible. Maybe we're afraid people won't buy it if it seems too difficult. But unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, those who love their life will lose it, Jesus says. In today's world of Christianity, you can find something that you might call Christianity light. Just like you might find light rock music on the radio, which you may or may not consider real rock music. You can find light ranch dressing or light mayonnaise or yogurt at the grocery store. It's supposed to taste just as good, which is questionable. But it may be that it's a little healthier for you. Just the same, you can find a diluted kind of Christianity. Christianity light, though I'm not sure it's healthier for you. But you can live into this kind of Christianity, one without that offensive cross of Jesus in the way, with a message no different than you might find in any self-help book. That would be nice, pleasing to the ear. You wouldn't have to deal with this talk about sin and suffering and self-denial. There's such a contrast between this and the message of the cross, the message of Jesus. We might do well asking ourselves what kind of Christianity we're living into. Not one without the cross, I hope. There will certainly be phases in our lives where we're learning and growing, slowly learning to follow Jesus more fully and sacrificially. But Jesus is telling us here that to really find what comes through a life in Christ, we got to go all in. A while before my wife, Stephanie, and I were even dating, we went with a few friends out in the middle of nowhere into the country to this old bridge to jump off the bridge into a deep river below. It's about 20 feet or so down. If your friends want to go and jump off a bridge, As moms always seem to ask, the answer is yes. Yes, always yes. That's what Jesus would do, I think. I had jumped in a couple times already that day, and so it was Stephanie's turn to jump. She's really afraid of heights, and she was very nervous. So we stood there for at least 10 minutes, and it seemed like forever. She wouldn't budge, not a hint of moving at all, until I reached out and held her hand, and then we jumped. And so the rest is history, I suppose. I've been married 6 or so years now, especially early on in married life, but every once in a while, even 2 or 3 or so years in, I'd feel a little bit of that loss of single life. Back then, the decisions were mine alone and the mistakes were mine alone. Sometimes maybe you have to mourn the loss of some of those little things, a loss of your former self. But the marriage really wouldn't work too well if I didn't go all in, if I still decided to sort of have one foot in single life. You can't just kinda, sorta be a good husband. Like when you get married, when you have your first kid, you lose a little something. Staying up late and sleeping in the next day is a distant memory. Going to a movie on a whim, that's gone. You can't just kinda, sorta be a good parent, though. Gotta go all in. But in thinking about these little things that I've lost in getting married and having a kid, these losses are really nothing next to what I've gained. To have a beautiful and loving wife to share this life with, and a baby girl with smiles and giggles and hugs just for me, the little that I've lost is nothing next to what I've gained. I had to go all in, but the risk is worth the reward. It is also true that we can't be a Christian. We can't just kinda, sorta be a Christian, though we can try. It's not advisable. Jesus didn't just sort of, kind of die on the cross. He didn't have one foot in the world and one on the cross. We can't just sort of, kind of be a Christian. We have to die to our former selves and go all in. This isn't just a one-time thing, but an ongoing process. At least for me, it is. I have to continually remind myself to live into the kind of Christianity with Jesus and the cross, where we're asked to die to our former selves and go all in, where nothing is off limits with God. Our time, our money, our gifts and talents, we may be asked to give it over to God. And while it feels risky and it's not easy, it's not like it's poker. We're not gambling with Jesus here. Jesus says, very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. What we give of ourselves, anything we lose of ourselves living life in Christ, it's nothing. It's nothing next to what we gain in Christ.